It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you on your favorite local radio station, and we're going to share the next 5 minutes of brightening your day a little bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to brighten your day in the Valentine and Cherry County area. Check out over 50 things to do at Valentine. Visit valentine.org. International dark skies. And you know what's really cool? Even during this super moon phase in October, well, the night skies are open year-round, here in Cherry County anyway.
They are indeed. That's right. And Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. You know, the readership stretches into Alaska and Canada. It represents nearly every continental state as well. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com, and that's where you can subscribe.
And what are you going to share today on The Good Stuff, Kim?
Well, I think it's time to talk a little bit about Halloween.
Oh, it is that time.
It is. It's coming up next Thursday, everybody, just in case you forgot.
The 31st, and then boo, watch out for ghosts and stuff.
That's right. Be careful. Well, rather you wear a cape daily or just once a year for Halloween, I thought it'd be good to rank last year's best and worst cities for, are you ready for this?
Candy.
Nope.
Oh, what?
Vampires.
Oh, okay.
Let's find out where the vampires are. So we're going to look at cities with plenty of warm bodies, blood centers, and vampire-friendly dwellings, like homes with basements and attics. We also considered community and entertainment factors, such as vampire groups and tours, as well as deterrents, like sunshine and garlic festivals, because, you know, that's not good for vampires.
No.
No. All right, this is the way things kind of panned out. Looking at the top 10 best cities for vampires. Well, you can start off at New York City.
Yeah, they always take first
in almost everything. Also, Chicago, Illinois, sure. Columbus, Ohio, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Houston, Portland, Madison, Wisconsin.
I thought
that was interesting. Huh. Seattle, Washington, but guess who's number 10?
I don't know.
If you want to check out the best place to go for vampires, it is, drumroll, Omaha, Nebraska.
No, say
that's
it ain't
right.
So.
It's true. I'm telling you, it's okay. True. So that's the best cities for vampires. Now let's take a look at the worst. So I don't know if the worst list is the good list.
Want to live in the best cities for vampires.
That's
you
true.
Want to live in the worst cities.
Unless you are intrigued by vampires.
True.
That's a whole other case. We've got Buckeye, Arizona, Peoria, Arizona, Goodyear, Arizona, Flagstaff, Arizona, Surprise, Arizona. Now, I would think that would be number one. Seriously, really. Yuma, Arizona. Now, I had to ask Mike, everybody, why so many were Arizona? And he goes, well, it's good and hot down there. And I'm going, oh, yeah, good point.
Vampires don't like that. They don't like sunshine.
That's right. They don't like cold. And Odessa, Texas, Rancho Cordova, California, and Sparks, Nevada. Just a little guide of the 2023 best and worst cities if you're vampire hunting.
I'm going to share a personal story about growing up in a haunted house, okay?
Oh, that's right. You did.
No. Now, anyway, here's the story. And since we're kind of talking about Halloween, we invite you, if you have a little story like this, send it to us, kimhburge@gmail.com. I'm growing up. I lived in a little house with my family. And it was like, you know, I don't know, probably 1,200 square feet or less, no basement, anything. Well, the kids next door were all bigger. I idolized them. And they lived in a big old three-story house that used to be a funeral home.
Ooh.
And they told me stories about in the attic how there was a coffin and a hat with a hole in it and blood that had dried on the coffin and stuff. They told me these stories.
Oh, my gosh.
When I'm like 9 years old, my parents buy that house, and we move next door into the big house. Where do you suppose my bedroom was? Right below the attic.
Oh, my goodness.
And it did.
Did you sleep in there?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
But I thought about it quite a bit. But it did actually used to be a funeral home, and in the basement there were cupboards made out of coffin crates.
Yes.
That they shipped coffins.
They had,
so
even after I met you.
That's my weird story for today.
That's your Halloween story.
Yeah. If you want to share something, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day, maybe we can share it with all of our listeners right here on The Good Stuff.